themselves and not demanding life, do it alone. I do not need help from the creature. So that's looking at it as to why Jesus Christ is God. It's so important for you. I want you to understand that he is and believe that he is, but the important issue here is, why is he? Why is that important? And the same thing with faith. Why is it by faith, both for the unbeliever and believer? Why is it not by something we do? Because then the creature would have a part of it and get part of the glory. But when we do it by faith, he receives all the glory. So the book of the Old Testament, other than Job, God says, I will do it. Then the gospel is God doing it. That's why Jesus Christ is called what? The Word. Now, why is that called? Because he's fulfilling what God said he would do. I will do it. Jesus Christ is called the Word because he is God keeping his word. It's not the word in the sense of written word. He is the word in the sense of God fulfilling. We study various passages in Isaiah. It becomes blatantly clear why that's important. Then what are the churches, what the epistles to the church about? The proclaiming. First he declares, Isaiah 42, first he declares, then he does it, and then he proclaims, I did it. That's where you and I have the privilege. We get to proclaim he has accomplished it. Then there's a book like Job. Job's over here in the Old Testament, not written to Jews, not written by Jews, just there. And that is one of the most important books, for me, the most important book in the Bible. It's the umbrella of the whole Bible. Well, we've got a book like that in the New Testament, the book of Revelation. Outside of the first three chapters, it's just there. It's not really to the church. It's just there. It's the book of Revelation. That's the book of revealing his glory. So you and I have the privilege in the church age of proclaiming he has accomplished it. People, that's good news. That's not bad news. Proclaiming what God has done for the individual. Then we noted in point four that saved and empowered by the Holy Spirit, therefore the agent, we are the agents of witnessing. We are the agents of proclaiming this good news. We're the one who simply have the privilege. We're the agent. God the Holy Spirit does the work. You and I simply get to proclaim to others concerning what God has accomplished. Point five, we saw where spiritual love is the force, the motivation to witnessing. Spiritual love. Spiritual love cares about others. And we saw this from the standpoint of God, the demonstration of God's love, for God so loved. A lot of verses dealing with our eternal salvation as well as our experiential sanctification in the spirit-filled life by faith, but also eternal salvation, emphasizing the force of spiritual love. Then point six, every believer is an ambassador. We are ambassadors. This is where we ended last week, studying 2 Corinthians 5, or reading 2 Corinthians 5, 14 through 20. It is our privilege. God is beckoning the world through the work of Christ to come to him. Why did Jesus Christ come? Okay. A lot of people want to say, to save mankind. I understand that, and that, you know, you get a right answer. But I hope that, I want you to think,